Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There's always something with the Pirates. It's always something. And that's where I want to begin today's Friday show. Good afternoon, everybody. In less than 24 hours, I will be embarking on the road trip from hell, a drive with my toddler and wife to Myrtle Beach. I've been soliciting advice on how to make that trek on social media and on the show. And if anybody wants to put their two cents on it, people that have made the trip as parents to young children, I'm all ears to that at 412-928-9370. I'm also very receptive to your thoughts on the Pirates writ large here, because I thought yesterday, and I'm going to stop myself, Malzy is on his final day of vacation. He said he saw a Harry Callis lookalike at the resort he's staying at. Maybe Callis in hiding, now running away. Maybe it actually was him. He was off today. He knows he's in big trouble because of the NBC Sports fiasco. So maybe he's like a fugitive down in Florida. And Donnie's in Delaware. And Donnie sent me, his dad took an old like tackle box that you would use for fishing, and he turned it into a snack box that he brings to the beach. And there was probably 250 pieces of cheese cut up. And like 100 pieces of pepperoni. So not a great pepperoni to cheese ratio, but just a ton of both. So that's where he's at today, and probably about 6 or 7 beers deep. So they're not here today. Intern Dom is back. He'll probably say something ridiculous between now and 5:40 that we have to deal with and contend with. And speaking of ridiculousness, I mean, that is the Pirates season. And that's really, I think, for a lot of Pirates fans, how Pirates fans feel about the franchise period. The ridiculous things that happen, the ridiculous things you have to react to when you're a Pirates fan. The second game of the doubleheader that I got home and watched yesterday is an absolute microcosm of that. Paul Skeens is on the mound, the greatest pitcher in all of baseball, a gift from the baseball gods to the Pittsburgh Pirates. He gets staked to a 4-0 lead. He shows a little bit of humanity and mortality and gives up 2 runs. He leaves the game up 4-2. Guy comes in. It's a pit product. Sorry, Jack. Intern Jack here. Mattson gives up a 2-run homer. It's a tie game, so he's stuck with another no decision. In his last 10 starts, he has 1 win, and his ERA is under 2. He's got the lowest road ERA in baseball history, and he can't win on the road. So the game's tied at 4. It goes into extra innings. Now there's like an interminable rain delay that takes forever. And then they finally come back, and guess what? The Pirates win. But that's not the main story, because there's always something with the Pirates. And last night, it's setup man Dennis Santana jumping from the bullpen in Detroit to slap, it looked like, Pirates fans in the face. He wanted a piece of Pirates fans who he said were crossing the line during the game, to the point where they were saying things where they caused a, usually, as he put it in his own words, calm man to lose his mind and try to attack fans during a game. That was during the game that happened. there's always something. And I would just love to hear from Pirates fans that have to deal with this and live with this and how it makes them feel at 412-928-9370. The Pittsburgh Clothing Company, who I think hates me, I don't know why, what I did to them, but they put out a graphic of all the sideshow insane things that have happened to the Pirates in 2025 and put the caption on it, "It's only June 19th. Now, I don't think all of them are relevant to this conversation because some of them are outside the Pirates' control, but here are the things that they have screwed up. These are one-card funeral things. When Andrew McCutchen was here for Pirates Fest to sign autographs, they spelled his name wrong. They didn't put an H in McCutchen. There was the taking the Clemente sign logo down in right field and replacing it with an advertisement for an iced tea and vodka drink that I actually love. And I say all the time, it would be great if they could get some to me, and I'd love to endorse their product, but that still hasn't happened. There was the Bucko Brick fiasco. There was an usher taking off his belt and beating a fan with it. That happened and was taped and recorded. And last night you had one of your relief pitchers jump like he was trying to block a shot in the NBA Finals, trying to B-slap a fan right in the face for what that fan apparently was saying to him during the game. And hey, maybe we wouldn't care about these things if the Pirates were a game out of first place in a wild card spot, something like that. But unfortunately, like most of the time for our lives, where do the Pirates find themselves in last place right now? So on days like this, I love just asking simple questions like this. Why do you do it? Why do you put yourself through it? What is your reaction to stuff like this? You can't have good things. You can't have nice things. And this, and yesterday was just a shining, a burning sun example of that. Oh, Skeens looks good. Finally, he's going to get a win. Nope. Oh, well, at least the Pirates won the game. Yeah, not even close to the lead story. Every major sports website, ESPN, CBS Sports, MLB.com, you name them. The lead, the thing that's on their main page today, it's not, hey, the Pirates win a Paul Skeens start. It's watch this viral video of Pirates pitcher jumping like he's Dikembe Mutombo to slap a Pirates fan in the face. How do you do it? Why do you do it? Why do you put yourself through it? At 412-928-9370. I'm fascinated by how Pirates fans feel about having to endure not only losing, but these laughing stock moments. These really, I guess the best way to put it is, these only the Pirates moments. Only the Pirates could spell McCutchen's name wrong. Only the Pirates would have an usher try to beat a fan with a belt. Only the Pirates would have a player during a game try to fight a fan. 412-928-9370. Let's start with Doug. He's on the fan. Hello, Doug.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you, you forgot one of the better ones. That was Tommy Pham out in L.A. Angels.
That's right, telling a guy to basically go play with himself. That's right. That's a great point, Doug. Doug, why do you do it? Why do you put up with all this nonsense as a fan? Why do you have such a high tolerance level? Give me your backstory. Let's go.
Well, I was alive back when they did win their last World Series, so it kind of resonates with that. But I pretty much, I don't really care anymore.
When you see stuff like this, do you laugh? Do you get angry? Do you get ticked off? Do you get embarrassed? Like, what's your reaction on that front?
Yes, all of them.
All of them. Thanks, Doug. That's a good one with Pham. That's right. He was suspended for telling fans in Los Angeles to go goon. Livy Dunn was talking about the Gooner World Series in that apparently Tommy Pham had that on his mind in LA earlier this year. Yeah.
You sure?
It's not a bad word.
All right. I don't want to get in trouble.
I think you've crossed the Rubicon on that after the stuff you've said about Pompiani.
Pomp and I are fine.
Sure. Here's Ron next. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, man.
Hey, piece of advice about Myrtle Beach. I've done it a couple times with the kids. Leave early.
You know what? We're starting to switch on that. I'm starting to work on my wife. I think we're going to leave around 3 o'clock in the morning, Ron. You think that's a good idea?
Leave it two.
Leave it two. Even earlier. Even better.
The kid sleeps, man.
But do you think if I wake my daughter up, who's two, at 2 a.m., she'll fall back asleep in the car? Am I just going to be stuck with her up at 2 a.m. on not a lot of sleep?
Nah, they'll fall back asleep.
Yeah.
Just run her around on the carpet. You know, wear
sure.
her out.
Wear her out. Wake her up.
While your wife is packing a car up, you play with her and get her tired, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get down there and then chill. Because, I mean, we're going down there next in about 3 weeks.
Oh, have fun.
My kids are all grown now, but
yeah.
we're flying because that drive sucks.
Ron, it sounds like you've chosen to talk about Myrtle Beach because you want to avoid the Pirates. Is that accurate?
The Pirates, you know, I called you guys a couple weeks ago and I said Skeens needs to come out and make a statement that the national media and everybody else will pick up on, and maybe something will change. Until that does, you know, I don't care about him. I really don't. I don't even care about his starts.
Really? Wow. Now that is interesting. Oops, I don't know why that just happened. I accidentally hung up on him. That is something. Ron is so broken right now, he's not even caring about the scheme starts. Have you reached that point? 412-928-9370. I have not. Perception is reality. When you have all of these incidents in a very short amount of time, it makes you look like a joke. I don't want that to be true, but sadly it is. These are unserious things that keep happening to them. And if their record was better, you could square it away and say, well, that's who really cares about that stuff? They're 46-29. They're rocking and rolling. No, they're in last place. So it just exacerbates the issue. Bill is next. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man.
Love the show. I thought you've done a great job this week holding it down. So
appreciate
love
that.
Listening. And don't call very often, but you do a great job.
Thank you.
I will just say that I only have so much outrage to give as a fan, and I save most of it, if not all of it, for the Steelers. So at this point, it's a car crash, man. Like, you can't look away. Like, at this point, I'm rooting for Majinski to beam three guys and the bench is clear, and I want chaos at this point.
You want a reality show. You want to watch the Kardashians when they play.
That's right. You might as well. I mean, look, they're not winning anything, and at this point, I'm past the point of being embarrassed as a fan. Like, you know, I've got friends in Chicago. You got friends in Milwaukee and St. Louis, and, you know, they want to talk about their team and being in it, and I'm like, what the heck are they going to screw up next in Pittsburgh? Like,
Bill, I want you to respond to the last guy who said it's already reached a point where I don't even care about the times Paul Skeens pitches now. Are you there too?
I think that's a hard one because I'll still watch him pitch for the six innings he can get through. But at this point, like, how can you even get outraged when he leaves the game and it's 0-0 or, you know, it's 1-0 and they can't give any run support? Like, yeah, it's cool to watch him throw a sweeper and strike six guys out in five innings. But at some point, like, the results aren't there. And I'd rather see, you know, if it's not going to be good baseball, just let it be completely off the rails.
How about that? Hey, if you're going to suck, at least suck in a creative way and be the team that's like a tabloid-filled team with all these off-the-field and on-the-field incidents that get everybody's attention. They've certainly achieved that this year. Mission accomplished. If that's your standard for being a fan and that's what you hunt and that's what you hope for, be interesting. They've done it. Unfortunately, they've just done it in a way where it hasn't generated, like, joyful moments. It's caused you to either laugh or cry, depending on your perspective as a fan. So another one yesterday. I'm going to say it again. The Pirates, there's always something with them. Once a week, a few times a month, we have another one of these outrageous stories. Dennis Santana jumping in the bullpen during the game to slap a fan in the face. 412-928-9370. How do you react to these stories as a Pirates fan? The Bucko Bricks, the Clemente thing. Does it upset you? Does it anger you? Are you embarrassed? 412-928-9370. And I am curious now to what the one caller said. The Pirates have reached the point where he can't even get up for the Skeen starts anymore. I know I'm still watching and hanging on every pitch. How about you? 412-928-9370. Some calls. Noah Hyles put in about a 20-hour day in Detroit last night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swinging the ball, fought off, hit down the left field line. Frazier back to the wall. There it goes! Home run! The lead is gone. 4-4 in the seventh.
That's the most excited I've heard block for a road team, for an opposing team homer all year.
Yeah, I was going to say he got pretty pumped. Well, I have a theory.
He grew up a Tigers fan.
100%.
So the old fandom came out of him there. He's suppressed it, but the Pirates are bad, and he's back in his hometown, and the Tigers are good, and it sneaked out of him. Is what happened there.
100%. And I don't even have a problem.
And you say that as a Block fan as well.
I love Joe Block.
You worship at the altar of Joe Block.
I don't even have an issue with it. A part of me understands and respects it, to be honest.
Do you think he should have said my bad and apologized and said, look, I got a little carried away there. I grew up a Tigers fan and I had a moment where I was thinking about boyhood Block in this
boyhood
spot.
Boyhood Block.
I think so.
No, I don't know.
I think if he said, I agree, apology strong, but I think you mention it. and just say, look, this is what came over me in that situation in case people were curious as to why I sounded that way.
So you think an explanation was required?
An explanation, exactly. No apology, a brief explanation.
I would have been okay with an explanation. I think people would have understood, too. I don't think there would have been outrage.
I grew up with Alan Trammell and Kurt Gibson and Lou Whitaker and guys like that, and I was thinking about them and my entire family loving the Tigers all these years when that home run got hit.
Now, I don't know who was his analyst, but do you think Wehner during the break was like, Joe, you seemed a little...
I think
pumped.
Wehner's ears perked up there. I do. I think it... Whatever malaise Wehner was in because he was upset that all of these delays happened because he's a weather freak and there were tarps on the field when there wasn't rain and it was driving him crazy, I think that brought him back to life, yes.
I mean, can you play it one more time, please? Because I just want to hear it again.
Swinging the ball, fought off, hit down the left field line. Frazier back to the wall. There it goes!
You'd think that's a Pirates home run. You really would.
People who don't know might think that he's the Tigers announcer, by the way that he called that.
And just, I have to stick up for Joe. I don't think he aspires to be the Pirates broadcaster. His wife's family's from here. I've talked to him. I think he loves Pittsburgh. So I don't think he did that as like a, hey, Tigers, listen to me. I'd love to be, you know, in your organization someday. You know, Tim Neverett did that. He was the Pirates play-by-play guy during the great years 13, 14, 15, and then left because he grew up a Red Sox fan and went to Boston and then got blew out of there, which was unfortunate. Now he's landed on his feet with the Dodgers. Congratulations on all his success.
You know that Joe Block used to be the Brewers announcer, right?
Well, he was not the Brewers announcer. The Brewers announcer was Euchre. But
okay,
yes.
He was a Brewers announcer.
Yeah.
And then he came here.
Yes. You say that like I wasn't around for any of that. Like you're teaching me something.
Maybe the audience doesn't know.
I'm aware of where... Is it relevant to this conversation?
It's a fun fact.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Is anybody out there nodding saying, oh, thank you, Dom. I didn't know that he once worked for the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to just go around to my pals at work on Monday and say, hey, did you know Joe Block used to work with the Brewers?
People,
that's not water cooler talk at all. That's not fun. That's just you.
Yes, it is fun.
No, that's you trying to sound smart. That's you being like, hey, I am aware of this broadcaster's resume, and I just want to point out something about it that makes me look smart is what happened there.
Joe Block is a very public personality in Pittsburgh, and I think people care.
Here is Tom on the fan. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing today?
Tom, would you call Joe Block working for the Brewers a, quote, fun fact?
No, I
Thank
really
you.
Don't care who it worked
I,
for.
I knew you were going to say that. What else do you have for us?
You need a reason to root for the Pirates.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
If Barry Bonds was chasing Hank Aaron's record here in Pittsburgh,
yeah,
and the team sucked,
okay,
would you still want to be at every game where he might beat that record?
I would, yes. Me personally.
Okay, well,
I'll speak for myself.
You're watching a young man on the mound that you could live to be my age, and I'm a lot older than you.
How old are you, Tom?
I'm almost 60.
Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how I got here. I've never seen a pitcher as good as Skeens, and I don't know that I ever will again.
I also agree with you on that. The problem is he only pitches 1 out of 5 days.
Well, that's the only time I care. The rest of the time, you know. The team could all fall in the river. I really wouldn't care as long as Skeens wasn't with them.
Which river would you want them to fall into if you had a choice?
The Mon. It's the dirtiest.
Thank you, Tom. Sean in Greensburg is next. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Pony. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I have three real quick comments.
Go ahead.
Okay, I watch every start with Skeens.
Yep.
Why? Because there's always a possibility he's going to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game.
I agree.
And he probably would have already done it if he pitched against us. the Yankees.
We're the worst hitting team in baseball, so that's not even like casting aspersions that are just like exaggerated or emotional. That's actually factually right. The Pirates are the worst hitting team in baseball by a wide margin.
So two more quick comments if you like.
Go ahead.
The second one is, I don't watch the games. I do watch the games, regardless of Skeens pitching, because it's pure entertainment. You never know whether, you know, Triolo or Tommy Pham or Carmen Majinski are going to be racing the pierogies or something.
Okay.
But ultimately, what really all the other circus with Santana and Sam, the whole ball of wax, what really, really was the biggest joke was when, I forget who was interviewing him, where Nutting actually thought that he did everything he could as an owner to put a winning product on the field.
So he said that to Mackey. Thanks, Sean. He said to Mackey when, I think that was right after, or that was either, okay, I might be conflating things. That either happened with Noah Hyles on opening day, or that either happened after they made the decision on Shelton. So he might have said some kind of version of that both times, actually, which would make you think if this team finishes in last place that Ben Cherington isn't long for the job if the owner feels like he's done his part. If the owner thinks he's doing his part and the team stinks, I wonder why the GM is still here and why he would have the authority to run the team's draft next month in free agency, in the trade deadline next month too. 412-928-9370. All right, Noah Hyles is going to join us next. He was in Detroit. I have many questions for him. The thing about being in a clubhouse is that you hear some scuttlebutt. Santana didn't want to say why he jumped up and tried to B-slap that fan in the face. Did Noah hear the real reason from someone else who was out in the bullpen with Santana? Let's hear him out next. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball out to center. Cruz moving over, and he's there. He's got it, and the ball game is over. The day of baseball has ended, and the Pirates will earn a split of this doubleheader by virtue of a four-run 10th. They win 8-4 over Detroit.
16-hour workday for people there. with two rain delays, two games. Pirates won the back half of the doubleheader, a Paul Skeens game. Skeens didn't factor into the decision. What else is new? But they beat the best team in baseball 8-4, which usually is cause for minor celebration. Hey, we beat a really good team. Nice. Well, it's not when your setup man in the middle of a game is jumping up in the air like he's Theo Ratliff trying to block a shot to slap a Pirates fan, allegedly, in the face during the game. Noah Hyles was there. And Noah joins us right now. Is he on the phone or is he on the video call here, Dom?
He's on the phone.
Hello, Noah.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. It's just been brought to my attention that maybe some of this ground was covered on the morning show, but I've been told in radio that audiences change every 15 minutes. So there's that. Yes. Did you cover the ground of the slapping and what caused it? I know what Santana said, but there's scuttlebutt in clubhouses, and maybe you heard more about that, and maybe you've heard even more about that since you talked about it this morning.
No, I mean, I hadn't heard a ton more about it, Andrew. I mean, my big takeaway is, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. I've been around Dennis Santana since the moment he arrived in Pittsburgh. He's a very calm, relaxed guy, as he kind of pointed out,
following
the doubleheader. And it makes me really wonder, I mean, what could have set him off to do that? He's been in the big leagues for 8 years. He's played in some really big markets, and he's never had anything like that happen before. He took accountability for it. He admitted that it was wrong, but he said, I believe at least three times, that a line was crossed. So if he's not willing to share what that line was, then, you know, we weren't going to find out that night. It seemed like the team had his back in the clubhouse.
So they thought it was justified then. Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to say that, but I will say one thing that was very interesting to me was – I remember during a part of the interview with Dennis, I turned around and looked behind the scrum, and there was probably four or five Pirates pitchers lined up, maybe 5 feet behind reporters, kind of listening in to what was said. And I think that they were all kind of, you know, concerned for their teammate in that spot. I mean, this is, you got to remember last year, a Latin player did something, and it wasn't along these lines, but he spoke to the media without a translator, and his words kind of got taken out of context, and it created a huge, huge issue, one that probably didn't need to arise.
That was with the Mets where the guy said, this team sucks, and I can't wait to get out of here, and then he got released for it after that.
Exactly. So yep. I think, like, during that tense situation where every bit of context matters, it stood out to me that the Pirates were keeping an eye out on their teammate, who they knew was in a very rough spot, and they wanted to make sure that he told his story the best way possible for his chances of continuing to be a productive baseball player moving forward.
He's got to get suspended, right? I mean, Pham told guys to go play with themselves and got suspended. You try to attack a fan, and there's probably going to be a big suspension regardless of what those players said to him, right?
Yeah, I would have to assume that that's going to be the case. I can't even venture to guess what that punishment will look like. Simply because I've never covered anything like that. And you can look at different instances in different sports leagues, but every case is different. I think it's going to be something that's going to be extensively reviewed, and I think it's going to be something that's probably appealed whenever, because I think the MLBPA is going to have a strong stance that defends Dennis. I don't know if they're going to ever go out and say that his actions were justified, but I think the full context of this situation really does matter when you're deciding if this is, you know, a short suspension, a long suspension, a suspension that includes a fine, all of it. It's something that you can't just figure out and divvy out a punishment instantly for.
Do you think that he will get a more lenient sentence because it was a slap and not a punch? Do you think slap is less egregious than punch? Punch tells me you're trying to do more damage. I think slap is more disrespectful if you're trying to slap a grown man in the face, but you're not trying to do as much damage if it's slap versus punch. You're not trying to put the man in the ground, if you will.
I mean, I'm sure that argument will be made. I don't know. I mean, I think
you seem to not have an opinion on that when I feel like you have an opinion on any number of things. You don't feel like there's a slap versus punch debate to be had here?
The slap versus punch debate, I mean, that's been covered by Dave Chappelle. That's been covered by a plethora.
Now because they've covered that ground, you feel like there's enough's already been said on the topic? You have no opinion on it? You plead ambivalence?
I don't know. I was going to give an answer, but you interrupted me. I was going to say, I think every bit of context will be considered when his punishment is being decided. Was he didn't run into the stands. Did he try to grab someone? Was he just trying to take a swipe to kind of scare him away? I don't know. I'm sure he'll explain his side of the story a little bit further to the people who decide his punishment. And maybe the slap versus punch thing does come into play. Mm. But like I said, I mean, I personally can't give an informed answer on that because I've never decided if that was grounds for a heftier punishment.
Now, what happened with Pham? If those fans were yelling at him, "Hey, buddy, you haven't got you haven't had an extra base hit since April 26th," and he said, "Well, that's not cool. It's true, but I don't like people saying that. I'm going to have security throw these fans out of the game." Well, that doesn't seem right. So do we know exactly what went on there? Pham has been involved in many incidents, not many good plays lately. And he was also part of the chaos in Detroit last night.
Yeah, that one was also interesting. Tommy was not available to talk to us after the game, so we didn't get really any answers on that. Don Kelly's explanation was he didn't hear what happened, but apparently Tommy took offense to something somebody said, and he had those guys removed, and they were removed pretty quickly. I mean, we see that in a lot of sports, like especially basketball. I feel like that happens a lot in the NBA, where a guy will be upset with what a fan sitting courtside said, and those fans are removed. I don't know what was said, so it's hard to judge if it was.
Well, let's just say hypothetically that they were chanting 194, 194, 194 repeatedly.
Then yeah, that's not worth being.
I agree.
What was more interesting to me is Tommy took it upon himself to stop play and address the issue. Like, he wasn't batting. He wasn't on the field. He was in the batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
And
he called a timeout for the whole game?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go back and watch it, he walked.
Time. Hold on here, guys.
I swear, that's what happened.
We have an international incident. These men are calling me, out my below the Mendoza line stats here.
I don't want to joke about that, because if they were saying things that were inappropriate,
I agree.
He was justified to react.
Yep,
However,
I'm with you on that.
Regardless of what was said, I thought the big thing that certainly stood out to me, I was watching the game. It's the top of the 10th inning, and I'm like, why is Tommy Pham walking on the field right now? And I mean, he was on deck, but he started walking toward the umpire, and then he started pointing at the fans in the stands.
Wow.
He himself kind of stopped the play. And I don't know if I can ever remember that happening from someone who wasn't between the lines.
Yeah.
Where if they,
I have not
know,
seen
were
that.
In the field. Yeah, that was interesting, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot more about that in the next hour when the clubhouse opens.
Noah, thank you. You had a marathon day last night, and you've had a doubleheader today as well, so we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Tony. Thanks for having
me.
There
you go. That was a Bucko Minute with Noah Hyles, and we would have had the Bucko Minute bed coming back, but Dom is dropping the ball today.
You didn't tell me it was a Bucko Minute.
I mean, it's 2:35. You should know that by now.
Well, I thought it was just a Noah Hyles spot, not a Bucko Minute.
Segment was sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Altered Genius Brewing's Hero Pale Ale, and the charity of the month is the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon, which was a huge success.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.